News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. You know when you hear that song that the expert in the house is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing good, Meg. How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. I just cut that off a little abruptly, but sorry about that.
The music just went straight
Oops.
Off.
Operator error. Sorry. I need another cup of coffee.
I was thinking it was going to fade out.
It was. It was okay. Supposed to. You are correct, sir.
Yeah, that was my cue. I'm like, all right, I better start knocking.
You
got to
jump in. I know. Sorry about that. Well, I'll keep practicing. Hopefully, they'll keep me around long enough. I'll get these things right. So anyway, enough of all that. How are you? Did you have a good 4th? How have you been?
We did. We had a really good 4th. We've been good. We've been busy. Everybody's doing all those summer projects and outside work and painting. And we've been doing a lot of painting and flooring and remodeling. We're seeing a lot of people choosing to stay in their houses longer these days and fix them up.
Right.
As interest rates are higher and some people don't move as quick, so we're seeing more people want to do home projects now.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and so we like that. That's a big part of our business. So a lot of people think we just do flooring, but we do so much more, and we do so much remodeling, and we're starting to see a lot of that come in as
summer
months kick off.
Yeah. So talk a bit about your business in case somebody's listening this morning that is not familiar with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, where you're located. You have a store, too, that people can come in and look at product. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Right. So we do. So we've been around since 2005. So it's Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We do full house renovations, like I said. So that's anything from painting, sheetrock, windows, doors, kitchens, bathrooms. Obviously, we do a lot of flooring. But we're not limited there as far as we do decks and fencing and exterior, too. A lot of the mechanicals and stuff we don't do, right? Like roofing, plumbing, electrical, HVAC. But we have subcontractors we send in for that. So we can come out and we can take the whole project, and then some pieces we will sub back out to subcontractors. Or, sometimes I will come and I'll do an estimate for a remodel, and they say, hey, I've got a great electrician I love using. And then we'll be like, that's fine. We'll just use that electrician.
No, that's great.
So we don't mind working with anybody. But we've been around since 2005. We got a showroom on Powell Fox Street. So you can always stop in there and just say, hey, or you can check out some products or schedule an estimate or just stop by and visit. But that's 9320 North Powell Fox Street. Or you can just give us a call, right? So if you want to schedule an estimate or you even just have a question or want to talk to us, you can just give us a call at 850-332-5905.
So what are the hours and when are you open for the store?
Right. So we're open 6 days a week, and that's going to be Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5.
Oh, excellent. Okay. So tell me a little bit
that's
about...
That's when the store is open. Like, I start my day at 5 a.m.
I was going to say. I had a feeling. That's just the store.
That's when the store is open, though.
But one of the things that you do is that I think is great is that you will come out, and I've been saying this for months now, but if I'm thinking about a bathroom project, you'll come out and take a look and give me an estimate, and you do that for free. But what I love about you is that you also do that quote line by line, so I can really take a look at the project, and maybe I want to do the bathroom and then the living room, or I might want paint. I mean, there's so many different choices, but you can kind of come out and look at that and give me a game plan and tell me what it's going to cost, and then we can work something out. And talk a bit about that, because that's kind of unusual, I think.
Yeah, so we do. So all of our quotes, and we've done this since we started, but everything we do is line itemed out, right? So all the way down, we try to break it down as much as possible, right? So as far as if we come out and do a remodel quote for you, you're going to get cabinets, flooring, paint, sheetrock. And we even break the sheetrock down in multiple sections sometimes, like hanging all the sheetrock, finishing the sheetrock. And we do this because that way, one, you can see where your money's going. So you say, hey, this is why it costs this amount.
Mm-hmm.
And two, you can pick and choose, right? Because sometimes you may not want to do the whole thing at once, right? You may say, hey, I want to start with these pieces over here. I may want to start with just doing my kitchen or just doing my sheetrock or painting. So that way it kind of puts you in the driver's seat, right? And also, it's always easier for somebody to say, hey, why does this house cost, $30,000 to remodel when you can break it down like that and say, this is the reason why. And it also makes it easy to change things. So if you say, hey, well, I want to, instead of putting cabinets in my kitchen, I want to refinish the cabinets I have, then we can look at that option. So it's just a much easier way of breaking it down and doing it line by line like that so that we can make changes to it as we go or before we get started if we need to.
Well, I think it's very smart, and it gives me, sometimes you feel overwhelmed. You have someone come in and they give you a quote. Next thing you're signing and you're kind of overwhelmed with what's going on. So this way you really can dissect it, understand it, ask questions, and really work together to make it happen.
Right. And so sometimes it's not even about doing an estimate. We're have people call, and sometimes we'll just go out and do a consultation. Mm-hmm. So just go out and meet first and say, hey, you know, what projects are you thinking about doing?
There you go.
And get a game plan together like that, too. I have people call, and I'll get out there and they'll say, yeah, well, you know, I want to do this project, and this project. And which one should I start with first? And sometimes it's just about that initial consultation to see, hey, what's a good place to start at?
Right.
Because obviously we want to do them all, but we're probably not going to do them all right now.
Sure.
And so I'll say, okay, well, this would be the best area to start in, and then I'll work on an estimate for that area. Mm-hmm. I may not do an estimate for the other two until we're ready for them.
Yeah, that makes
sense. But if we get an idea of where we want to start, then we can start with an estimate for that first.
That sounds
so good. Sometimes that works for people, too.
When do you usually do that? When can people make appointments with you to come out and do that?
So we do appointments every Tuesday and Thursday. So anytime that day for Tuesday and Thursday. I try to do my last appointment by around 3 or 4 o'clock if possible. Sometimes I'll do them later if people need us to, but that gives me time to get them written up and get them out that day. I try to get as many as I can out the same day I look at them.
Oh, that's smart.
Because that way it's fresh on my mind, and mm-hmm. I'm working on it right then.
Right.
So I like to get my estimates out same day if possible. But sometimes we can't. You know, if it's something customer, I need to go price material or something like that, it may take a little while. But majority of our estimates go out the same day.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question for him, maybe you're thinking about a project, you've got a question about what they do, all you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. One of our listeners, Dallas, has a question for you. Do you install specialty doors?
So we do. So actually, I just looked at some last week out in Perdido Key for a lady. So that would be one of those estimates that we would come out, look at, and then we might have to price them out. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I will look at it and say, hey, here's what we will do. I can send you an estimate to install the door, and it's going to be this is the install price plus cost of the door, right? Or I can say I can go, you know, price it out for you, and it may take me a few days to get it priced out, and then I can send you a total estimate. But sometimes if it's a specialty door, you're better off just say it's going to be X to install plus cost of door. But, yeah, it's definitely something we can install.
Well, I like hearing that because I want to get rid of this patio sliding door that I have.
a lot of people go to French doors now. A lot of people take them out and put French doors in.
Yeah, I was thinking I would like that a lot better. And speaking of doors and windows and things, are you able to help folks with hurricane preparation and maybe making some changes to just be a little bit safer?
Right. So so hurricane preparations are always tricky when you say that, right? Because you could be talking about like doing hurricane shutters or, you know, new roof or things like that. So some of those aspects we do like mm-hmm. if you have like an old dilapidated fence, you might want to replace that because that might get blown over rather easily. And that's something we would do. Or if you just say, hey, I want to put new windows in my house and I want to have high impact glass. Mm-hmm. Because if you had like high impact glass windows, essentially you don't have to worry about putting all your hurricane shutters up if a storm.
Right.
So like that's something we would do, right? Mm-hmm. So hurricane preparation could be such a wide variety of things, but there are several aspects of it that we would handle and do for
you. Well, another reason to have you come out and take a look and see what you could suggest.
And we do know a couple companies that also does like fabric shield, because we don't usually do fabric shield.
Uh-huh.
So most of the time, like if we're doing a project and a customer wants fabric shield, we can handle getting it for you. So we can schedule it and have them come out and install it for you. But if you're just doing fabric shield, then we would just refer you to somebody that does that. But like I said, if we're already there working and contracting your job, then we'll help you schedule those items for you.
Okay, we got another question coming in on our text line. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert is Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620. Here we go. Another listener just texted in. For a bathroom, would tile be preferred via vinyl to last and hold up well?
So it really depends on
versus
the bathroom.
Vinyl,
but yes, essentially sometimes tile over a long period of time may outlast a vinyl plank as far as wearing down, right? Mm-hmm. But a lot of your vinyl plank is going to last a long time. If you take care of it, it's going to last a long time. But it really does come down to the bathroom, because sometimes when we do like a whole bathroom remodel, even though I will sell like the customer vinyl plank to put through the whole house, if we're building like a nice stand-up tile shower, sometimes it's easier just to go and tile the floor, and then it kind of goes along with the shower and matches.
I've seen that. Yeah, that's nice.
And I kind of like that, right? Mm-hmm. But you also have to keep in mind how long you want the product to last, right? Because essentially tile may last 30, 40, 50 years. So we go into some of these houses, be built in the 60s and have the original tile in there. But that's the last thing that people want. They don't want tile that's 60 years old.
Well, so, the design is usually because
yes, they want to update it, right? So if a floor lasts you like a good 10, 15, 20 years, that's really all you want. Because it is nice if it lasts longer, but chances are you're probably going to remodel it, or you're going to sell the house, someone else is going to remodel it in the next 20 years. So I always tell people, like, it's nice if I said it lasts 100 years, but realistically, it's probably going to be tore out anyways in the next 20 years. Like, 20 years, but, you know, 20 years comes and goes so fast, it may be longer. But most people update about every 20 years is what I'm getting at.
So
if your either product lasts you that long, it's probably going to be the life of the product.
Okay. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So I was sitting here thinking, I thought of you this morning because I thought it is so hot. We've got already 100-degree heat index going on. And I was thinking about you in terms of projects and things like that. Are you seeing any trends this summer? Does the heat bring up new projects or new ideas for folks? What are you seeing, Jay?
I don't think the heat really brings up, probably does for all the AC guys out there.
I just wondered if it affects you.
I'm sure they're busy, but no, it doesn't really affect us.
Shutters and blinds and things to keep your house cooler.
No, not particularly us, but we do see a lot of people doing more outside projects, you know, when it warms up in general.
Right.
But we start seeing that really happen in the springtime and then continue on through the summer. But no, we don't really get a lot of them because it's hot. We get some of them we don't want to do because it's hot.
Like, I understand attic,
you know?
Ooh, no.
Like, if we have to get in the attic and do anything, we want to get there early in the morning and do that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Attics are so hot. Like, in the middle of the day in the summertime, that's, like, one reason I would not want to be an electrician, because they have to get in the attic so much.
Oh, like, no kidding. No kidding.
That right there would take me out of it. I'd be like, you have to get your house rewired at night.
Yeah. But it may be a good time to be maybe repaint the house, redo the floors. This is probably not a bad time. Once you've had the guests that came in for the 4th, now you got the rest of the summer to get projects done.
Yes, that is true. And you really got until Thanksgiving before we have any big holidays come up, right? We have Labor Day and Halloween and stuff like that. But you don't have any big holidays you can have a lot of family over for until Thanksgiving. So you got a great window of time to get bigger projects done. Mm-hmm. When you start getting around the holidays, we're seeing more people wanting to get smaller projects done because they will think about it like 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. They're like, oh, I want to paint my house before all my family comes over.
And don't wait till the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the worst is like the kitchen because they're like, hey, can I get my kitchen done before Christmas? And you're like, essentially, yeah, I can. But what if we don't? You know, like, what if the countertops don't come in time people don't have a kitchen come Christmas, you know?
Yeah,
so it's like,
good.
When it starts getting so close to the holidays, even we get worried, like, we don't want to rip these people's kitchen out and it may not be in there come holiday season. So the summertime allows you that nice window of time to where you feel like you have enough time and you're not under the gun to hurry up and get it done. And ultimately, I feel like you get a better job sometimes that way.
Well, I was having fun the other day looking online. I was just looking at houses on Zillow and things like that. And you get the indoor shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I saw one of them that had this house. I don't know what year it was built, 70s, maybe 60s. And it had wood paneling walls.
Right.
It had the dark kitchen cabinets. And it didn't quite, but I was looking for that avocado stove, you know, from back in the day. And I was thinking about that because now, what are you seeing now today that people are going for in terms of the trends for countertops and cabinets? I know that for a while they were all white and black was kind of a trend. And what are you seeing now?
Yeah, I think more lighter colors, definitely. It's true. Back in like the 60s, 70s, there was a lot of, they wanted to stain everything the same color.
Yes.
Paneling, the trim, the doors.
Yes, everything. The floors, and the carpet.
the floors, the kitchen cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
It all was supposed to match, apparently. I wasn't around in that trend, so I don't know who came up with that.
Let me just say, I was really little, okay? Can I just clarify? I was really little.
I almost wonder if it was before, like, interior designers was a thing, you know,
maybe,
or something. Maybe we didn't have interior designers back then. Maybe that wasn't a real job back then. I don't know.
I think that developed. You're probably right. It developed
maybe just
over
contractors
the years.
Were just picking and be like, okay, this thing looks good. We'll just put it on everything. But we don't really do that anymore. Thank God.
Well, you have a keen eye. I've seen some of the projects that you've done, and so you will take a look at the overall picture, sort of, as for a fancy word, the ambiance of the whole house. So you can kind of go from room to room. How's this going to flow? How's this going to go
like
together?
I feel like I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But like I said, I mean, working with customers is always different, because I get customers will come and ask me to do stuff, and I'm like, I don't know about that, and I don't mind telling them. But sometimes it will look great.
The purple wall, you're not sure about that?
I mean, sometimes it will really surprise you, and you'd be like, oh, wow, that looks really good.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you just never know, because it's hard to envision someone else's vision, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if someone else has a vision, that's always tricky to, like, because you might think you're envisioning their vision,
right,
and it may not be, right? And then when you get done, they're like, no, that's not what I envisioned. You're like, okay. but yeah, so that's hard. But I think we're seeing a lot of lighter colors for sure. You know, people want that more lighter feeling, like airy feeling.
Right, especially here, if you're near the beach and it's so warm.
Yes, especially coastal areas. Mm-hmm. You want those coastal colors. But I definitely like to have color in the house. So like if your walls are really light, I think you can go with some kind of flooring that has more color in it, right? Mm-hmm. Or more darker, or vice versa. If you have like dark cabinets, because we're seeing more colored cabinets are a thing now.
I've noticed green cabinets
and blue cabinets, and I've even seen black cabinets.
Really?
In quite a few houses, yeah.
Wow.
Especially like the island, like the kitchen island.
I've seen
quite a few black kitchen islands lately. So that's becoming more of a thing. So when you have like darker cabinets, you're going to want a lighter floor to go with it, because you want something to stand out and be the vocal point, right? If you're like all your cabinets are dark, your floor is dark, there's nothing really drawing your eye to anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on where your vocal point's going to be. If it's going to be more centered around the kitchen, like the cabinets, countertops, or if your flooring can be a vocal point, right?
Right.
Your walls can be light, your cabinets can be light, and the flooring can really set it off.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on, you know, on the style of the house and the person and what they're going for, but definitely lighter colors for sure.
Okay. We've got some questions coming in at 850-437-1620. One of the questions is, I'm wanting to change my countertops. I've been looking at them, I'm completely overwhelmed. Concrete, marble, all these different choices. What do you recommend?
Right.
And there's a lot of choices out there for that. And some of them are so heavy.
There definitely is. I mean, I definitely go towards granite and quartz over anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Marble is a very selective material. Like, it has to fit your house and your kitchen. So sometimes marble will look great. And concrete is another one like that. That's a very selective material. Like, I've seen concrete countertops in houses that look great, but only if it's designed around that rustic, you know, industrial feel. If you're going for more of that industrial feel in your house, then I feel like it works. But it doesn't. I've seen houses where people try to put concrete countertops and it doesn't work at all. And what I've noticed with it, when I try to price out concrete countertops, I've tried to price them out before myself, and I have never been able to find somebody that can do a concrete countertop at a reasonable enough price that would be cheaper than quartz. So then I just always go back to quartz, because I'm like, by the time we put all this work into forming them up and having the countertops poured and sealed and epoxied, I can just get a quartz countertop at that point.
Can you get, I don't know enough about it, so I'm asking probably a dumb question, but can you get the quartz to have that marbleized look?
Well,
what is the look of quartz?
So quartz is a natural stone. Mm-hmm. So it's all different, right?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on where they cut it from, what quarry it comes from, and things like that. So there's a lot of selection out there. And obviously, the more the rare the quartz, the higher the price gets.
Right.
Same way with granite. Like,
mm-hmm.
you have your basic 6A-grade granite colors,
uh-huh.
And those are going to be your basic, you know, granite across the board that's the cheapest. And then from there, you're going to go up to like a B, C, E grade, you know. And depending on, you know, what grade is, the more the rare the granite,
mm-hmm.
right? So the rarer it is, the more expensive it is. But in most cases, the only time you really want like marble or quartz is if you're designing your house around that look.
Right.
I mean, you know, concrete or marble, if you're designing your house around it. Past that, I'd really just go with, like, you know, a granite, and then you can go up to a nicer grade, like a B or C grade granite, and
mm-hmm.
the same way with the quartz. You can go up to a nicer grade quartz, and majority of the time, you can find something you really like in one of those grades.
Okay.
It's reasonably priced.
Great question. 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Okay, got a question here. This is a word I've never heard, but I understand what they mean. Can Jonathan seniorize? I've never heard of seniorize baths and showers.
Yeah, for sure we can. It's very common, and there's a lot of stuff you want to look at when you're doing that. Like
they're talking about step-in tubs and things like that.
Yes. So we don't actually do any of the walk-in tubs. We can redo the bathroom. And there's companies out there that install the walk-in tubs. You can have that installed, and we can redo the rest of the bathroom. Mostly what we do is, like, we'll be like a built-in, you know, tile shower. So we're doing one with, like, a bench. You can have grab bars. It's a lot easier to get in and out of the shower.
So someone has a wheelchair that they can walk, they can get in a little easier.
And also we can look at like what your needs are and fit you, because sometimes eliminating the curb could be a great thing. And then we can lower the mud pan of the shower and eliminate the curb if you need that. We can widen the doors for the bathroom so you have more access, easier access in and out. Even the vanities, like sometimes if we have handicapped people that need a vanity, they can get up under
or a little lower sometimes.
We actually just did a bathroom remodel, and the husband was like 6'6", and so
we had
to raise the vanity way up.
I guess so.
And it was a double vanity, so we raised one side way up and lowered the other side down for the wife.
Customized.
We had to make a custom vanity.
That's very fun.
But he was like, yeah, I'm tired of bending over to the vanity
all the time. Yeah. Slopping water all over the place, probably.
Right. So every bathroom's different depending on who lives there and how you want to customize it to you. But there's so many things you can do, and not all of them are expensive. Some of them can be very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that you do a lot of makeovers. What's your favorite project to do? When someone calls and says, I want to do this, and you go, oh, yay.
Honestly, I really don't care. It's all the same to me.
Okay. So you love it all.
Yeah, remodeling's remodeling. Mm-hmm. I like doing a variety. I don't want to do one thing all the time.
Right.
I like doing a variety of different stuff. So it's all the same to me, no matter what.
It's not
it
all
is.
The same to me. I wouldn't even know where to begin. That's why I need someone like
you. Once
you
do it so long, it all comes down to the same basic building blocks.
Right.
Like, you know, sheetrock, 2x4s, cabinets, flooring, paint. It's all you have your basic building blocks like any business, and that's all it comes down to. Is how are you going to design them in this house and place them in this house, and how are they going to look when it's done?
Easy for you to say.
but once you do it for a while, it all really is a simple set of building blocks you're going to build it.
And how long have you been doing this?
So I started this company in 2005, so 21 years. September would be 22.
Wow, that's incredible. And what I think is amazing about what you do is, we've talked about this before, but there is such a variety. It's not like we live in one area and there's one kind of home. You see that in some small towns. This town, this county, has everything. From the older vintage homes to coastal homes to beach homes to new condos. I mean, you probably see it all.
That is true. Yes, we do have a wide variety of different homes and different, you know, architectural designs and different ways the houses are built in. And then obviously different ways people want the house to look. Whether you're like on the coastal area and you want a coastal vibe, or if you're out in like Cantonment or Molino and you want more of a country feel, you know. So it can vary quite a bit.
Okay, we got a couple of minutes left, Jonathan. Anything you want to mention today that we haven't touched on?
So we're having a sale this month. Yeah. So
we need to talk about that.
Right. It's going to be 10% off your bill if you do paint and floors both.
Great.
So it only applies to if you actually do paint and flooring both. And that's through the whole month of July.
Okay. And is that for one bedroom or
whatever the project is? Right. So that would be off your total bill.
That's pretty good. Do you have to say anything like you heard it on Pep Talk?
Yes, you got to say you heard it on the radio. Yep.
So say you heard it on Pep Talk with Meg.
Right. Because if you just walk in and get it, they're not going to just offer it to you. To say, hey, I heard this, and I would like this applied to my bill.
See, that's why it's a benefit to listen to this show.
That's why it's a benefit.
For sure. And you are going to be open all summer, so if you'll give your hours again and the location of the store, because I think it's great that people can go in and take a look at some of the things that you offer.
Yes, we're open all summer. Is that a real question?
Yeah.
Do people take summers off?
Around here, yes.
I have not heard that.
I work the 4th. I know a lot of people were off the 4th. Okay.
I'm telling you the 4th, but you said summer. You're going to be open all summer, so I'm thinking that's a 3 or 4 month gap.
I'm just clarifying, making sure we cover it all.
If that's something that happens, I need to know. As far as I've never had a summer off yet, so
well,
I'm pretty sure
probably
we're open
not.
All summer.
Okay. What are the hours for your store, and how can people get in touch with you?
So it's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay.
And so they can get in touch with us just by stopping by and seeing us, 9320 North Palafox Street, Pensacola, or they can give us a call at 850-332-5905, or look us up on Facebook, or So you can look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction Flooring, or you can send us a message to our website at jonathansflooring.com.
And if I go to the website, there's some samples there of some of the different types of vinyl plank and things like that I could look at?
So we have samples there, but we also have links to our suppliers. So you can go to our supplier's website and see everything they have.
Oh, cool.
Because sometimes we may not have everything they have in our showroom, and then we get any of it.
Okay. That phone number one more time.
850-332-5905.
And the website?
Jonathansflooring.com.
All right, you passed the test.
All right.
Thank you, Jonathan. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You do so much good for so many people, making their homes truly their home. So
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We will be back, and we'll have more fun for you this morning right after the news on Pep Talk.